Every 90 seconds in the UK, someone goes missing. It's a shocking statistic. A friend, a daughter, a husband, a son, gone in an instant. Thankfully, most of these cases are resolved happily, and despairing relatives are reunited with their loved ones. But not always. Not every missing persons case reaches a conclusion.
Stephen didn't have his wallet, he didn't have his glasses, so he didn't take anything that he would have needed. His bank account has never been touched, his national insurance number has never been used, his passport hasn't been used, so he has just vanished.
1% of cases remain open indefinitely. Mysteries that haunt the police, friends and families who live each day with no resolution.
You know, the more that time goes on and the more that Simon hasn't reappeared or any evidence of anything, we literally have not a shred of anything to explain what happened to Simon.
For some, the agonising wait for a resolution continues for weeks, months, years, even decades. We want to bring that wait to an end. I'm Pandora Sykes, and you're listening to The Missing, a Podimo podcast series produced by What's the Story Sounds and brought to you with help from the charities Missing People and Locate International. We covered the lengths and breadths of the UK in search of answers surrounding the disappearances of a diverse range of people. We spoke to their families and friends who told us the bizarre, baffling and often sinister circumstances around their loved one's disappearance and their final known movements.
So I went to a bedsit, couldn't get an answer. I buzzed the landlord and I said, you know, I was really worried, would he have a key to her room and could I go in and just make sure she wasn't laying there? And I kind of did think to myself, my God, you know, this is bad, you know, I'm going to find Mum dead.
Since the beginning of this advert, another person has gone missing. Yet another family are in torment. So keep listening. You might hold the key to unlock one of these cases.